This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mike, you have seen the video of a parent coming onto the ice during a game and shoving two young referees. First off, when you saw this video, what went through your mind?
It's kind of sad to say that, obviously you're initially shocked that a parent would, step onto the playing surface and then, assault a referee, which looked to be a kid. That was my initial response, was shock, but then it was almost that of not surprised. And a little bit of that just because of some of the things that you see out there. I don't come across it much here in Western New York. I think we got things in a pretty good space as far as respect and, but I don't see it all, right? I'm only in one organization at one rink and seeing a small window of it. But, you get online and you see stuff coming from across the country or into Canada. And there are some eye-opening moments from parent behavior for sure.
Locally, have you seen anything remotely close to something like this happening?
I have not seen anything remotely close to what took place in Seattle. Glad that that's the case.
How often do you hear parents yelling at referees during games? And does it get to a point where it does go too far?
I can say, you're always hearing parents yelling from the stands, a lot of it yelling, cheering on their kids or another player on another team takes a penalty. You may hear a parent yelling at that kid. It does cross over into yelling at referees, on a missed call or a parent is disappointed that they made a call against their team. But I haven't seen anything that has crossed the line in terms of abuse of officials from my perspective and my experiences this past season. My brother is a referee. He referees quite often. I know I've heard him share some times where he's had to throw a parent out of the game, not for anything violent or abusive, but just, language being used or constant disruption to the game itself where he's had to remove a parent.
What is done in youth hockey programs here in Western New York that you've seen that help preemptively stop something like this from happening?
I think it stems with the coaches and the parents, building a good relationship and setting some expectations from the start. I think if you as a coach see something kind of escalating anywhere near to the point where you have a parent that is, a little bit hot about something that happens in a game, right? These games are competitive. Sometimes there's injuries taking place, right? Hockey is a contact sport at times at certain age levels, but it's a fast game. So even incidentally, there's some contact and some injuries that take place. But I think that coach kind of can set the tone for, parent expectations at the arena. So I know USA Hockey also puts out a parent code of conduct. I don't know how many people, dig into that. But you see the posters hanging in all of the arena, right? It's just a game. They use, like, the cartoon animations and the clay figures to, my own two kids will laugh at the posters and look at that and say, why is that guy so angry? And we have those conversations. So I think there's things out there in the arenas and, you know, things that coaches are doing to be proactive for sure. I think at the end of the day, I think parents just need to remember why they got their kid into hockey in the first place. And like I said, you know, you see the video, you see an official getting assaulted, and you know that there's already a referee shortage in youth sports across the board and not just hockey. I don't think we want to be doing anything as parents and adults that keeps that referee shortage alive and well. We want to get young kids into officiating. We want the kids to be able to play the game and have good officials out there. So I think it all starts with, you know, respect and respect for the game of hockey.
You mentioned your brother is a referee. How discouraged has he been at times from the abuse that he's told you?
He's been discouraged somewhat from, you know, so the way that, you know, parents may be yelling things onto the ice or from players, right? Just questioning a call or arguing a call, things like that. You know, as an official, obviously you always have the power to give a 10-minute misconduct or a bench minor penalty if a coach is maybe crossing the line. But I think, you know, I think the good referees have a good handle on that and kind of set that tone from the start. But I think it's especially important with our youngest of referees. He has a lot of experience, but our kids that are just starting out at the high school level, if they're experiencing that type of behavior, they're not going to stay in it.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.